B-Pod Studios.
Did you know that the largest record store in the known world universe is here in Los Angeles? It is, and it's called Tower Records. And Tower Records is located in the heart of the Sunset Strip. At Tower, you'll find tens of thousands of your favorite LPs and tapes and a few drunk pop stars. And you'll find that they're all super discount priced. Tower will always save you money on the LPs and tapes you buy. You'll find more rock LPs than you ever thought existed. And that includes more imported rock LPs. You'll find more jazz, and more classics, more easy listening, more country, more international, more spoken word. More of everything than you've ever seen in one store at one time. It sounds like heaven. And you'll find thousands of 45 RPM singles. In short, the largest record store in the known universe lives up to its name. Shop Tower Records in the heart of Sunset Strip tonight and every night of the year until midnight. It is a good place. And Tower will have my latest album this afternoon, so go get it.
Afternoon show, and I don't know if you've, of course, you've seen them. The 800 psychic lines that are out there where they charge an arm and a leg to call this psychic that's supposed to tell you your life and what's going to be happening and what's not going to be happening. And they're on the infomercials all the time. I don't know if you've seen this one on television, but they now have for the holiday season the Psychic Santa Hotline. And here to speak about that is one of the founders of the Psychic Santa. And who's this?
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Roger Hedgefield on this end.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, how are you?
I just brought it up because everyone has known the 800 psychic lines now, and you've come up with a great idea called the Psychic Santa.
You know, I can't tell you how pleased I am to be able to share this with you. It's something that we put a lot of thought and effort into. And yes, that's absolutely right. It's something that we're doing with the Santa concept. We feel that we're taking it to the next level. We've done a lot of research on this in focus groups. And let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Who's the first psychic that you were ever aware of in your life?
Well, it would have to be Santa. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Exactly. And what we found is that people are programmed with this from a very young age, that they will trust Santa Claus. Let me ask you something else.
Okay.
Can you think of another old man that you could throw in a mall and parents would line up to allow their children to wiggle around on his lap?
Can't think of any other, you know, person that could get away with it other than Santa.
So what we've done is we've gone back and we've researched this, the bond and the trust that there is with Santa.
Mm-hmm.
We took it a step further. We found out that the Santa franchise is not copyrighted.
Oh, really?
It's public domain. It's available to anyone to use as a marketing tool.
So you've jumped on that and is marketing it now.
And that is how Santa Psychics was born. That's how our company, U.S. Santas Incorporated, was formed.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you want to look it up on NASDAQ, it did pretty well today.
Well, I bet it did. We're in the Christmas season right now.
Right, exactly.
And so what, obviously you're doing the commercials on TV and radio and all that and the infomercials, and you flash up that 800 number. I guess it's an 888 number.
That's true.
And they can talk to an actual psychic Santa.
That's absolutely true. We brought in some top-notch people to just kind of give this the holiday blitz. We're a little late getting started with it. I can't thank you enough, sir.
Oh, no problem.
For allowing me on your program to share this with people.
It's a great pleasure.
Yeah, we brought in the top people, the people that did the 1-800-YES credit and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We got them behind us in a big marketing blitz, and we really hope to brighten up some holidays.
Now, if somebody wants to call this 888 psychic Santa thing, is there a number that they can call?
Yes, there is, absolutely, and thank you for the opportunity. It's 1-888.
Mm-hmm.
Ho, 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 ho.
And that'll get you right through to a psychic Santa.
That will put you onto the line with a psychic Santa.
Yeah, and how much does that cost to go on the line with a psychic Santa?
Well, you know, the time of day is a factor into that. The closer we get to Christmas, the more the rates go up.
I see.
So I wish I could give you an exact figure on that. I realize it sounds like I'm being less than forthcoming, but in reality, there is a rate schedule, and I'm not entirely familiar with how it's going to work as we get closer to the holidays.
Now, like on some of these,
I do know that the earlier you call in the Christmas season, the cheaper it'll be.
Now, do you get the, like you see some of these 800 psychic lines, do you get the first 5 minutes free?
No, none of it's free.
None of it?
No, because we're a startup and we can't afford to do that.
I understand that.
The gift certificates are available.
Oh, really?
If you wanted to give the gift of a psychic Santa call to a loved one, gift certificates are most certainly available.
I see.
And that's a way where it could be free to a loved one where you would actually pay for it.
Now, my information in front of me says that for demonstration purposes only, you can patch us through to a psychic Santa and let some of our listeners take advantage of this.
Oh, ho, ho, there you are. Yes.
So
absolutely, we'd love to do that.
That sounds great. You want to switch it over, and I'll have myself done here first, and then I'll throw the numbers out here, and then we'll see if somebody wants a psychic reading from a psychic Santa.
Absolutely.
All right.
Let me set you up with a psychic Santa, my friend.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
But before I do,
yes, Roger.
Have you had experience with other psychics before?
We've had them on the show before, psychics before, and I've
How
been.
How accurate have you found them?
Not very accurate.
I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
All right. If you want to have a psychic reading from a psychic Santa.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If you are we going to take a break? Are you ready?
No, I'm ready. Let's put the Santa
on. Let me throw Chris Kringle on the line. And again, the number is 1-888-HO-HO-HO-HO.
That's if you want to call that, but we're doing a demonstration
right
here.
This will be your demonstration.
Okay.
If you can hold the line just a second, Chris Kringle will be on there for you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you
All
very
right,
much.
Thank you there, Roger Hedgefield of Psychic Santa. Get off.
This must be little Stan on the line.
Oh, how did you know that?
I know all.
All right, Santa, we got the lines are ringing crazy right now, but what do you see for me?
Oh, you want liquor for Christmas?
No.
You want a new car?
Well, that wouldn't be bad, but not really. All right, let's.
Trying to fool you. Want a VCR?
Yeah, there we go. All right,
hey!
All right, Santa. Let's take our first call. Hello, you're on the air with the Psychic Santa.
Yes, I want to talk to the Psychic Santa.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what am I gonna get for Christmas this year?
First, I need your name and the time you were born.
My name is Craig Stransky, and I was born 10/16/75.
Okay. What are you going to get for Christmas?
Yeah, that's what he wants to know. What is he going to get for Christmas?
You are getting one of the new DVD players. liars.
K-Rock, hello. You're on the air with the Psychic Santa.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to know what Santa's going to bring me for Christmas this year.
I need your name and the time you were born.
My name is Susan, and I was born at 10:30 a.m.
10:30 a.m. I remember you, little Sue. You're getting a subpoena.
You may be right there, huh, Psychic Santa? You ever wrong?
Never, ever.
Here, let's go and find out who's next on the line here. Hello, you're on the air with the Psychic Santa.
Yeah, I want to talk to Psychic Santa.
He's right there.
Hey, Santa.
Name and the time you were born.
I don't know when I was born. The question is, I want to know who my mother is for Christmas, Santa.
Who's your mother?
Yeah, who's his mother for Christmas?
Most of the time you're screaming, who's your daddy?
You know, this sounds pretty cheap. If somebody's paying big money for this, you there? Oh, I lost the Psychic Santa. This sounds really cheap. This sounds like junk, if you ask me.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Friday edition, big show today, and Dave the Waterman's here. And he just walked in, and I'm sorry, both Haney and I are smokers.
Yeah.
He sits down, he just smells like an ashtray. What, we were 2 minutes before going on the air, you run out, what did you do, a hot box of smoke?
No, no, it was burning. When me and Haney got out of the car, I just threw it on the ground. I said, oh my gosh, I better put that out.
Before a fire starts,
exactly.
And before you did that, a couple of drags.
Well,
you smell like just a cigarette.
And you don't.
No, I don't smell it on me. I don't smell it on Haney.
Well, Haney's five
you smell
feet
like
from
it. Yes. You walked in and the breeze brought in like a burning cigarette.
I had to put one
Happy
out.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Hey, thank you, man.
Happy birthday. Woo! You want it? Here, I got you a little something there.
Hold on.
Oh, did
what?
You?
What? I figured you wanted to see it.
Well, you know, you're wishing him happy birthday.
Yeah.
What birthday number is this?
45.
And?
45.
And?
Successful?
Yeah!
No.
Woo! Thank
when
you.
When did you start you. Doing that? When you turned 40?
Yeah. Remember we did it, 5 years ago.
Remember we did it so you could convince him something was good going on?
Well,
that's when he started saying is when he said, I'm 40 and successful.
Damn right.
Absolute Law text line, ahoy, boys. Dave, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Please share your secret to success.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, I'm doing it wrong since I'm still working after 41 years.
Well,
brah, brah.
Nah, I'm sorry, brah, brah. You just, you know, you gotta live youthfully, remain.
Live youthfully.
Yeah. Remain.
Stop trying to
16.
Think. Stop begging words to pop into your head.
I'm just saying.
But they are.
Yeah,
he's summoning words.
Yeah, at least something's happening upstairs.
Complete sentences would be nice.
Jeez.
Oh, open up your birthday present.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Got you a little something.
45
and
successful.
Whatever.
Yeah, bro. I'm so stoked. It just keeps getting better every year.
Look, I got that for you.
Did you?
Yeah. I got that for you. Will you pull it out of the...
Well, I'm looking.
Looking.
It's not even wrapped. You just reach in and grab it.
Yeah, for crying out loud.
Hold on. Let's see what we got here.
Oh, that looks pretty sweet.
It is sweet.
Why don't you tell everybody?
Oh, man. Stan got a raccoon in a trash can just totally
just
digging up.
He got you a raccoon in a trash can?
Sure, man. Check it out. It's digging up everything that I throw out back.
Isn't that something?
You know what
there
I'm
you
saying?
Go. I hope it's your size.
Fish, watermelon, pickles, cheese, corn, pizza.
Oh, absolute law text
and that
line.
He looks pretty happy, doesn't
barbecue.
He?
Barbecue. Yeah, man. I'm going to wear it out tonight.
Dave is quite a catch. Is he single?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Being 45 and successful.
Let me tell you. You know, the ladies, they just...
Oh, I think somebody must be here on the line to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, yeah?
No? Who's on the line?
Somebody who wanted to speak with Psychic Santa.
Okay. I think we can find him. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's
Who?
Russell.
Russell, what can I do for you, Russell? You want to talk to the Psychic Santa?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are the requirements, Psychic Santa?
All I need is your name and the time you were born.
My name is Russell, and I was born at 3:14 p.m.
Okay, Russell, what do you want to know?
I want to know when marijuana is going to be legal here in the state of Florida.
420 2020.
I got to do this before we go to the break because we got a busy day and won't be able to get it in otherwise.
Well, the birthday celebration continues throughout the day.
I just want to say thank you, Stan.
You're welcome. Blacktop Mojo is going to wish you a happy birthday, too. Maybe they'll even sing happy birthday to you. So, I'm going through our archives, and they go way back.
Yeah, there's a lot of archives now.
Yep, a lot of them. Digging deep. I want people in this building, and you, Dave, especially, mm-hmm.
You know, because Haney showed up at the Christmas party the other night. He didn't necessarily want to, but he showed up and made everybody's all. Haney's at the party. It was the biggest buzz going around. And it's like, well, Haney.
Well, it was like that scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High where, wow, Charles Jefferson, I thought he only flew in for games.
Right. And so I hear Dave, because Dave's been staying at Haney's more often now, because he has to financially.
Well, it's because he can't afford the gas between Cape Coral and
so
here.
So Dave says to me, man, I don't know what it is with Haney. I got to get him out some more. He just wants to stay home.
Yeah.
And he can't understand why I don't have a big reaction about it.
Why? What's wrong with me staying home? It's best for everyone concerned.
There's nothing wrong with it, but occasionally
Dave?
Because we're ladies' men, dude.
I'm going to give you something, right? And he has the answer. He's always had the answer. I found something from 21 years, 6 months ago. Next year, this will be 22 years old. You were in the middle of your newscast, and you had to stop down for a minute and explain things to people that somehow in 2019, they still can't figure out, why doesn't Haney want to do this? Let's go back nearly 22 years.
Let's go to the tape.
This is why it doesn't bother me none.
You know, I've really been soul searching lately.
I know you have.
To try to figure out where am I at right now.
I know.
And I have come to the conclusion that I am not a people person.
You never have been, Haney. You never have been. Once they get to know you, you're fun and lovable. But to the average employee, to the average person on the street, you scare them.
Well, quite frankly, most of them just aren't worth my time.
There are people in this building who have known you for years and think the world of you. And they'd do anything for you if they could make a buck. But
that's true, as long as there's something in it for them.
Right, they do it. But you jog their memory to the first time they met you. They were afraid of you.
I don't understand that.
It's true.
I guess I do understand that now, because I have finally discovered that I am not what they call a people person.
Correct.
And especially, being on vacation.
Yeah.
Having a couple of days where I actually didn't have to see anybody.
Yeah. You liked it, didn't you?
I enjoyed the hell out of
it. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If I could do that, I would.
I know you would.
See, that's one of those winning the lottery dreams. I could go buy myself a nice big place, not let anybody else live there.
All right. Wouldn't you get bored after a while, though?
Probably, but I'd like to try.
Yeah.
I'd like to get to that point where I was bored. And then what I'd do is I'd bring in a prostitute.
Not a bad idea.
Where there's no fuss, no muss.
And then send them on their way.
Yeah. I mean, just have the prostitute in there, buff the old helmet, and out the door she goes.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying.
Yep.
Let her burp the old worm and hit the bricks. Yep. I mean, and maybe if I'm feeling, especially generous, I'll give her a little tip and, give the old golden mound a once over.
You got any more news?
Have the prostitute over there, let her play the kazoo for, an hour or so and send her on her way.
The old skin flute.
Yep. You know what I'm talking about. You're no stranger to the parsley patch.
Right.
Just got to make sure you always got a raincoat on when you're dealing with a whore.
That's right. That's true.
But, you can only spank the monkey so many times. You know what I'm saying.
I hear you. You got any more news?
Oh, sure I do.
Because we've got time maybe for, one more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have a whore come in there and, have your way with the old whisker biscuit and call it a night. Never mind. That's about it. I'm just not in the mood. I'm just not what they call a people person.
Right.
And that's the news for today, July the 14th, 1998. I'm Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman. I am not a people person. Mark Haney.
What don't people understand? It's been decades. Decades. He hasn't changed.
I'm pretty consistent.
Pretty consistent. Pretty much what he is.
I know.
Keith didn't see you at the party this year, Eddie. What? Don't you go out? I got to get him. Yeah. He's been this way for 22 years.
I know that, Stan. But we have gone out.
Well, good. And you usually ruin it for him. We'll be back, Stan and Haney.
Sorry about the whole...
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Why do you say things like that?
He does. He looks like a little grinder monkey.
And then you say that he should be knocked to the ground?
No, you said he's my secret service. I said, well, yeah, God forbid. Right. Lord help you, Haney, because somebody comes up and bum rushes you, he's going down.
Well, the same thing would happen with most Secret Service agents. Most of them are there, you know, to get what you need.
Most of them are there to take a bullet. Dave would run from it.
No, they're there to get takeout food and cigarettes.
That's what he is.
Yep. Yeah.
Ah, look at this. The birthday wish is pouring in.
Yeah.
And Stan... I don't know how you do it. I've said it before. Yeah. I'll say it again.
Yeah.
When it comes to giving gifts, yeah. I don't know how you do it.
I had Dave written all over it. A raccoon in a garbage pail.
You find the most perfect gifts.
I mean, dude.
That it wouldn't have even occurred to me. I've never seen this before. I don't know how you do it. It is perfect for Dave.
It is awesome. Thank you so much again.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Absolute Law text line. It's my birthday too, Dave. I'm an old guy, 55.
Woo!
1964, buddy.
Yeah.
And glad to live this long. I would have taken better care of myself.
That's what Waylon said.
And he's right. The clip that we played of Haney. Sounds like some of those phrases and stuff, that sounds like the origins of Dr. Kleiner. It was. It was.
Well, I'm still not what they'd call a people person.
Hey, yeah. Dave, happiest of birthdays to you. As a gift to you and your listeners, please buy a bar of soap, maybe even on a rope, for the love of God. absolutely.
Do they have any idea how much this man spends on cologne?
Absolute Law text line. Tell the old bitch happy birthday.
All right. Oh, that must be from JR.
Oh, look at Meg.
Who's JR?
Junior.
No. Nope, it is not.
Oh, okay.
Meg from Alabama writes, happy birthday, Dave.
How is she, by the way?
She's doing well. Did you bring in the other presents Stan and Haney have given you over the years?
No.
I'd like Stan to get out a whiteboard and have you diagram a sentence for us.
Okay.
Oh, is she talking about like the GoPro and stuff like that?
Yeah, stuff like that. Tablets and GoPros.
Yeah,
and
computers.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got them all.
Yeah. They're at my house, man.
Sure. Grab bag. Brought to you by Mug North. You're looking at me and going, whatever. It's not me saying it, Dave. It's the listeners
who
know.
Why can't you ever remember to bring the GoPro in?
Because I have not. I haven't even been at my house, literally.
You were there last night.
Yeah, for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and you could have grabbed
hello,
it. Could have grabbed it.
Say happy birthday to my dad and, you know,
Is it your dad's birthday, too?
No, he just had to give me my birthday whipping as usual. So
that's a lot of licks.
Yeah.
And then sometimes he loses count.
Yeah.
You've got to start over.
Blacktop Mojo coming
you
in.
You want
in
Stan
just
to do that for you?
No. No.
You still got a Board of Education.
Sure do.
You?
Hangs right in the house.
Ooh.
Today, this is only Haney knows this. I know because of Haney. But today is National Ice Cream Day.
Oh, yeah.
You familiar with Van Halen's Ice Cream Man?
I know you are.
Most people think that that's the original. It's not. Far from the truth. The original is an old blues tune originally recorded and released on Chess Records by John Brim back in 1953.
He's the original ice cream
man. So I'm going to start you off with a little ice cream man from John Brim, and it's going to go right into David Lee Roth.
If I can, you already knew that, see?
But I, only because you told me. Other than that, I wouldn't have known it. Okay, there we go.
I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Now cool your blue girl. I guarantee I'm satisfied. I got cream sandwiches, Dixie cup, popsicle.
Oh, blame the same version to her ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by.
There's where it came from.
See now all my flavors.
See, that's a great credit to David Lee Roth that he knew that.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, over the years, you made that your signature tune.
I used to love that song. I used to love to sing that.
When Stan performs live, everybody knows the encore will be Ice Cream Man.
We've been talking lately about these ring doorbells and the hacking that's going on. I'm going to give you something that's so creepy. This is all real.
Well, there's nothing creepier because you are in your castle where no matter what's going on outside, you're supposed to be safe, and a stranger intrudes.
A ring camera in an 8-year-old girl's room was hacked by a man pretending to be Santa and asking her if she wanted to be his best friend. He even played Tiny Tim's Tiptoe Through the Tulips for her.
What a creep.
And tried to persuade her into doing destructive behavior. Here's the little 8-year-old girl describing it.
And Santa's telling her to do this.
A fake Santa.
Yeah.
Someone that's a bad guy.
Pretending to be Santa, but she thinks Santa is telling her to do bad
things. Here's the little 8-year-old explaining what happened, and we got some tape of the guy doing this stuff. For real.
Well, first what happened, I was in the hallway. I thought of my sister, so I heard some music. It's like, tiptoe to the window, so I come upstairs, and I hear some banging noise. I was like,
who is that?
I'm your best friend. I'm Santa Claus. I'm Santa Claus. Don't you want to be my best friend?
In their ring doorbell in their daughter's room.
Please tell me they tracked him down.
Let's see. Her dad came in to disconnect it. And that's all that it says in the story that I have here. I'm sure they've got the full recording of it.
I want that man punished.
Yep, to the furthest extent of the law.
And beyond. Little further than that, Stan, if you please.
Yep. Guy posted...
You know what I'm saying? You know, the old watch your head treatment?
Yep. Guy posted a video of himself doing character impressions on TikTok.
What is TikTok?
What is TikTok, Dave?
It is basically like a 30-second just shoot.
Do you know?
Yeah.
So,
TikTok. You just do like these quick little videos, and that's all there is. Very ADD.
He's with it. This guy is good. He's with his co-workers, and they're calling out for him to do different voices. Now, keep in mind, this was recorded from someone's camera phone, but you can hear him. And they call out what they want him to do, and he's very good.
Elmo.
Hey, Elmo.
Family Guy.
Hey, Lois, how you doing? Yeah, how's it doing?
All right, Valentina, shut up.
Peppa Pig.
Hello, Ollie. Peppa Pig.
Roz from Monsters, Inc.
Mike Wazowski, you didn't file your paperwork.
Star Wars.
Yoda, best from the dark side.
Siri.
Hello, I'm Siri.
Optimus Prime.
I am Optimus Prime.
Gingerbread Man.
No, not the gumdrop button!
Pennywise.
I'm Pennywise, the dancing clown.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good.
He's kind of stepping on your toes with the Yoda. You're the best known for that. Yeah.
Oh. Millennials. They get a job, they want to leave their job, and they'll leave open shifts, drop at the drop of a hat. Mm. They don't care.
You know, Dave saw that happen.
Oh, yeah. They don't like to lift a thing.
There was, that's not what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying.
He witnessed a very dangerous altercation at a fast food restaurant where somebody quit in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
What happened?
I was at a local fast food restaurant.
Yeah, he said that.
No, okay. And it just got too hectic. And
he said that.
The girl basically ripped her headset off, said, I quit.
After taking your order?
No.
That's not... See, the story you told me was a lot more compelling.
And
where there was an angry customer.
I'm trying to make it quick. Yeah, there was an angry customer.
You?
And they went back three times.
And the co-workers turned on... they were turning on each other.
Yes,
and,
they were.
Yeah, never mind.
I was just trying to make
it quick. Never mind.
Shh. Okay, you know what?
A Starbucks employee quit, but he's a millennial, so he took out his acoustic guitar and wrote a song for all of his employees that he's quitting and leaving them
standing. What makes him think anybody cares?
Yeah, you know what? He's a YouTube star now, and he's probably getting millions of clicks and making cash.
You know, did we just expect that that's what a job was, where you'd be treated like crap every day? Because that wouldn't make sense to us.
Nope. Let me throw this out quick.
Because that's what a job is. A job
a
sucks.
Job. It's something that, you know, you have to do to survive. The annual list of top food stories came out. And number one...
The lines are crazy still.
Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Headlines left around all around the corner.
When you get like 5 million, 6 million people on social media talking about this sandwich is good.
We're sold out of chicken sandwich. We sold out in 4 hours.
One more thing for you. Then we got to make room because Blacktop Mojo's coming in.
For Dave's birthday.
Yep. Kesha has just put out a new song with Sturgill Simpson and Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
I got something I gotta get off of my chest. I've been staying up while sleeping in my bed. I don't hate you, babe. It's worse than that. Cause you hurt me and I don't react. I've been building up this thing for months.
All right, I gotta do something to clear the palate. I gotta clear the palate. This just came out, and I don't know that this is gonna do anything. But a spinoff of National Lampoon's Vacation is coming to HBO Max.
What does HBO Max mean?
I don't know. It'll be a half-hour
comedy.
There's
HBO and there's Cinemax.
It'll be a half-hour comedy called The Griswolds. I just did.
Is it promising?
I don't know, but I figured we'd wrap up the grab bag with this.
There you go.
Know that there was a Vacation 2, a Christmas Vacation 2 with Cousin Eddie? The whole thing was Cousin Eddie?
No.
Yes. Where he gets fired and goes on a trip, the whole family.
Are you sure you didn't dream it?
I didn't know it existed. It's not very good. But it's called, I think it's called either Vacation 2 or Christmas Vacation 2. And it's, Cousin
nothing
Eddie.
But Randy Quaid.
Yes. And his family.
Now, see, I'd pay for a ticket to see Randy Quaid and his family
sure, there,
on
there.
Vacation.
Christmas Vacation 2.
Whoa. Turn it up.
Oh, I better not.
Why?
There might be cussing.
On that?
Yeah.
It's Randy Quaid.
I just to be sure. All right, we got to take a break.
I'm sure it
see,
can't
there he
be,
comes.
It can't be more than PG-13.
Well, this is where the dog comes up and does all the farting to get into line.
Yeah, but he's got the real wife with him.
Yeah, and the real wife and all of that.
The kids?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. The kids probably aren't right. The same.
There you go. We got to take a break.
The lady who plays Cousin Eddie's wife is so effing convincing.
Yep. There
really,
she is.
Really looks like you got your hands full, calf.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. Yet so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Friday afternoon. And, we've got some friends back in the studio with us. They're going to be performing tonight at South Street down in Naples with a very Mojo Christmas. It's our friends Blacktop Mojo. Guys, how are you?
Here's our buddy.
Great. Thanks for coming back to the studio.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You were talking. I've got a couple of things I want to take care of. You guys have been on the road a long time. And man, how long has it been since you've been back home in Texas?
It has been 50 days, brother.
50 days yeah. On the road. And
today.
And they were in Savannah, and they had a flat tire.
Oh, Savannah is beautiful.
Yeah,
isn't it?
You're going to get a flat tire.
Not the side of the highway is not there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We've been promoting this show for a while. Down at South Street, and
guess anywhere on the side of the road probably isn't the best part of the city.
And it is sold out tonight. So the only chance you're going to get a chance to hear Blacktop Mojo is in the room here. 50 days out on the road.
50 days today.
50 days on the road, and I'm going to
make it home. Where did you go? In those 50 dates, and you're driving yourselves around.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
We started out in Dallas and then Oklahoma City. We had a couple of big festival deals and then took out to Colorado and then worked our way through the Midwest up into the Northeast and then all the way down to Georgia and then back up to the Northeast for a little bit and then back down here. So,
oh, man.
Yeah. You guys don't mess around. That's you hard workers, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, you're getting with your success on the charts and stuff. You got to go out and work that stuff. Yep. And how's the response been around the country? Literally,
It's been good, man. We were on a tour, very similar tour last summer, and I think pretty much everywhere we've been, we've doubled our crowd everywhere we've gone.
Because so. We said we were talking earlier. You were in the studio with us about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And you guys were just starting to hit strong.
Right.
And we were saying, these guys are going to be good. And then our program director said, yep, they're coming back down to Fort Myers, Naples for Christmas time. And glad to have you back in the studio.
Glad to be back.
Now, can you guys do something for us?
Yeah, I already said, asked them if they said they would.
What?
With Dave and his birthday?
Oh, no, I'm not even talking about
what?
That.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to see if they could do us a quick Stan and Haney Christmas song.
Oh, that would be nice.
All right, now, I know this is putting you fellas on the spot. All I need from you guys, let's start out with a bouncing C. And for you, the lyrics are, it's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. That's all you got to do. Just a bouncing C, and it's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
Again.
Yeah. It's Christmas time. Oh, wait. Oh, I thought you were going to do it.
No, go ahead.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
There we go.
All right, we got to take care of Dave, too. Where are you, Dave?
I'm right here,
buddy. Will you sing? Dave, it's Dave's 45th birthday. He's
45 and successful.
Hey. 45 and successful.
Wofo.
Would you do it?
And he got that nice shirt for his birthday.
Check it out, boys. Matt, do us a beautiful acapella version.
You got to help me. Okay. Everybody got to help me. Happy birthday is a group activity.
Yes, right.
One,
I'll help
two,
too.
Three, right, four. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dave. Happy birthday to you.
Boy, they actually sing on key.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
It's so weird. Different than what
it
we do.
It sounds so different in the headphones. You guys do us a song, though, from you're going to be maybe something tonight? Because, as we said, it's sold out tonight. So if they want to hear some Blacktop Mojo, they're listening to it right now here on K-Rock.
Let's do it.
This is a single, Can't Sleep.
All right.
Yeah. Out there in the city, what did you bring back for me? A vicious preoccupation with a darkness underneath. There's something empty now in the way that you live. Well, is there something you're hiding? Oh, darling, I'm afraid to ask. Well, are you waking 'cause you're worried in the dead of the night? Why are you staring at the ceiling till the morning light? Please, you're about you with a secret that you can't. Tell me why you can't sleep. Well, I've been sitting here waiting, stare out the window of the street. Watch strangers come round the corner, hoping it was you I'd see. And I pretend not to notice the distance in your eyes. But when you pull me in closer, I smell cigarette smoke and lies. Are you waking 'cause you're worried in the dead of the night? Why are you staring at the ceiling till the morning light? Please, you're about you with a secret that you can't keep. Tell me why you can't sleep. You're not the only. Why are you staring at the ceiling till the morning light? Please, you're all proud of you with a secret that you can't keep. Tell me why you can't sleep. Tell me why you can't sleep. Tell me why you can't sleep. Tell me why you can't.
Thank you.
Awesome. That is so awesome. Tonight at South Street, Goodlett Road and Pine Ridge Road in Naples at the Goodlett Corner Shopping Center. It's going to be a...
These guys, they're so powerful, and you just got...
They are.
Acoustic guitars and this man's voice, mm-hmm. and it takes you somewhere
else. It's unbelievable. Now, you guys, we were talking off the air. This is your last night of 50 nights out there. You're going to go back to Texas. Going to start writing. Do they want another songs out there? What do they want? Write and get working again.
Oh, yeah. We're always writing, man. We're always writing. We're excited to go back home, and we got some recording stuff at the house. And
Trying
to put some ideas down. We've all been flirting
around. Now,
with,
do you guys work on that together, or is it like somebody comes in and says, I got an idea, and you work off that? How did that happen?
Yeah.
All the above.
Yeah. A lot of the times it's just one guy having a little idea and everybody getting in a room together and just kind of playing off each other and working it out.
So have you come up with any cool riffs lately?
A couple.
Let me hear one.
Just a couple. That is a secret. I cannot play any of them.
Give me one riff.
One riff?
Yeah.
God, you're putting me on the spot.
One that's cool.
One that's cool?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
Come on.
Now I got to go back in my phone and listen. I don't remember. Let's see.
Like when you pick up the guitar, the first thing you go
make
to,
something
your
up.
Go-to.
Go-to. Let's see. Yeah, so hang on. It's going out of tune again. This is kind of a different... Damn it. Hang on, sorry.
See, this guy can play. He can play with both hands. That's why I can't get too far, because all I can do is just pick. He's got both hands going.
That's it.
I'm sorry.
That's it. I love that picking, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Guys, we want to wish you a Merry Mojo Christmas.
Merry Mojo,
and,
baby.
And best of luck to you guys in 2020.
And we're thank so you. Happy to see your success. You know, you
appreciate
guys
you,
doing it from the bottom up, man.
Yeah, and they're working, and they're successful, and they're really good.
And nobody's handed them a thing. They've earned it all.
Throw out the website. If people want to go online and take a look at what you got, but get some of your music, where do they go?
BlackTopMojo.com.
And it tells you everything about the tour dates that you're on, music
everything.
That's out there.
And will the Stan and Haney Christmas song be available?
Sure. Very shortly.
Yeah, love to get a wave of that. Guys, thank you so very much. You guys are
no
great. Blacktop Mojo
you.
Tonight down at South Street down in Naples, Goodlett Corner Shopping Center. Unfortunately, it's sold out, but who knows? If you're around there, maybe you can sneak in. I know you're going to be broadcasting in a little while from down there. We'll be checking in.
Well,
with
I
you.
Think that would all depend on how pretty you are.
Yep, exactly. If you're pretty, you're in.
Yeah. Pretty lady.
That's why they're letting Kiefer in.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group, and we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Hey, Rob, if at any time you get that done, if you can get to it, just let me know.
What's that?
I have them working on our Stan and Haney Christmas song with Blacktop Mojo.
Yeah, brand new. It was just produced.
Yep. By the way,
we have our Christmas song now.
We want
to. All we have to do is loop it.
Yep. We want to thank those guys for coming in.
They're awesome.
Let
guys.
Me go to the Absolute Law text line.
And they're what rock and roll is about,
yep.
man.
And that's what they're saying. Absolute Law text line. I read just a few texts. This is really good. Most can't sound that good these days. Is that live?
Yes.
Acoustic? Whoa. This is something. Next text that came in. Effing awesome. They just gained a new fan.
Yeah, they really are that good, and they make it seem effortless.
I have always liked these guys. Another texter. I've always liked these guys, but oh my God, that was an awesome performance. Yeah. They're just getting off the road after 50 days.
And acoustic guitar.
It sounds awesome. And I'm surprised the studio was able to pick... What are you doing? I'm talking to you, birthday boy.
Hey, brother. I'm just reading over the facts.
I thought he was eggnog now.
Yeah, he's an eggnog, but it's his birthday. What do you got? What is that?
Well, Stan,
Stan, just tell me what it is.
It's called the Toe of Satan Challenge.
How dare you?
What is he up to now?
I'm going to tell you right now, beforehand, this Dave wrote this. This segment of the show.
Dave wrote this?
Yeah, he has it all. It's scripted in his head.
Okay.
You know, Stan and Haney write most of the show, but
yeah, we'll need copies of the script so that we know how to proceed.
All right.
Because this was planned out months ago. I think we wrote this show in August, didn't we?
We could have. I don't remember from one show to the next.
No, I think it was August 22nd. We wrote this show for, what is this? This is supposed to be Friday, December 13th.
Yeah. Do not touch the stuff yet.
I'm not.
Of 2019. But we wrote the script back in August.
The Toe of Satan Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
From Flamethrower Candy Company comes possibly the hottest candy on the planet. Do you dare attempt to conquer this sinister lollipop?
Dave, say it isn't so.
No,
the Toe of Satan has been spawned from the devastating 9 million Scoville unit chili extract, guaranteed to scorch any mortal's tongue. Can you survive 5 whole minutes of intense heat? They say if you can keep this in your mouth for 5 minutes, you have won the game.
What's the lesser amount?
Just hold on a second. I am reading this product.
And that's not easy, Dave.
Yeah.
I know.
You know for a fact. Warning. This product is extremely spicy and has potential to cause skin and or mouth irritation. The Toe of Satan is intended for use by adults only and should be kept out of reach of children and pets. Dave, give it back. This product contains high amounts of pure chili extract and is to be handled with extreme caution. Consume at your own risk. Ingredients, sugar, light corn syrup, water, red dye number 40, 9 million Scoville chili extract, artificial flavor, natural flavor, sodium benzenite, citric acid.
Boy, oh boy.
It's perfectly natural and healthy.
If you keep it in your, if you won't even do it, you're a coward, it says. You keep it in your mouth for 1 minute, you're a wimp.
Mm.
2 minutes, you're a show-off. 3 minutes, loss of feeling. Oh, now they go into half minutes. Mm-hmm. 3.5 minutes, really? 4 minutes, this is 911. And if you keep it for the full 5,
yeah.
What's your emergency?
What does that mean?
Because beforehand, you're calling 911.
Oh,
then you let it go another 30 seconds, and it's what's your emergency?
Dave, what is your prediction?
Yeah, where did you get this, first of all? Buddy, give it to you? What is it, laced with something, some hallucinogenic drug,
it's
too?
It's from the Weirdo Underground.
Yeah, man, it's just from a birthday gift.
Okay.
All right.
So you gotta keep it in your mouth for 5 minutes.
All right.
How long do you think you can handle it, Dave? You've had plenty of Scoville units in the past.
I've had plenty of Scoville in the past.
Let me get my clock to set this.
And, yeah, don't put it in your mouth until Stan tells you, or it won't count.
I'm not. But I'm guessing at least I know I can go the 2 to 3 minutes.
How does this compare to the Ghost Pepper?
The Carolina Reaper, you mean? That's the one. The Carolina Reaper.
How many Scoville units is that?
What was that? That was,
I don't know, but this is supposedly 9 million.
I thought the Carolina Reaper.
Rob, you got a chart in there, don't you?
Yeah, he's got a chart.
The Scoville units?
It's right there on the wall.
Well, go in there, Dave, and take a look at it, because he's busy right now. Go in there, and plus Matt's talking to him. He should know better than that. We're in the middle of a broadcast.
But Matt is the boss.
I know, so he can do what he wants. Come on, Dave. Come on, Dave. It's hanging right there. I was looking at it the other day. You stoop. Sorry.
It's his birthday. Why are you...
It's just a simple thing. Get the damn pepper thing.
It's been taken down.
Whatever. Who took it down?
I don't know.
Nobody should be in that room.
Well, yeah, it
should be. On your mark, get set, go. And you keep your mouth
everything
closed.
Okay? You all right so far? Oh,
it doesn't heat up right off the bat. What are you talking about? You shouldn't even feel anything yet. Only 17 seconds.
You're fine.
You got 5 minutes. It, even at 1 minute, you're like a wimp.
He's fine.
La-da-da-dee. Do you feel any heat?
Mm-hmm.
Is it more than you expected?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. La-da, 35 seconds.
You should have your headphones on.
Yeah, why don't you put your headphones on, you big baby? The Toe of Satan Challenge. You're supposed to keep it in your mouth for 5 minutes. Oh, feel free to twirl it around in your mouth and like a kid eating a lollipop. You don't have to do it like it's a pacifier. Just twirl it around your mouth.
What's the clock say?
1 minute, 5 seconds.
What should be happening according to the chart?
According to the chart, wimp. Big baby wimp. Big crybaby. When we get to 3 minutes, it's show off. But you're just halfway to 3 minutes.
Early days.
Do not take it out of your mouth. Now, I want to suck on the lollipop a little bit. Just, you know, get some of the juices going. You can talk through the lollipop, Dave. You don't have to clench your teeth. You know how Kojak would go and put it in the corner of his mouth and talk a little bit? What a wuss. All right, you got 1 more minute to go to be a show-off.
Yeah, but that's not acceptable for Dave, he's a professional.
A devastating 9 million Scoville units of chili extract, guaranteed to scorch any mortal's tongue. Can you survive the whole 5 minutes?
I brought out the heavy guns for him, Ozzy and Randy.
Dave, you're quite capable of speaking. Do you want to tell us how it's going? You're being a dick. Talk. Swallow some of that juice.
I know what I'm doing, Dave. It'll pick up when you need it. You're supposed to be calm right now.
Talk.
What did he say, Stan?
I think he said, I can't. But that's just show-off stuff.
He's kicking his leg up in the air.
It can't be that hot.
He keeps reaching to take the lollipop
out
of his mouth.
Don't knock over your drink.
You got to, man, or we won't get to the solo.
You're at show-off right now. Oh, your eyes are starting to water. Keep it in there. You got 2 minutes to go. Only 2 minutes. You're well over halfway there, if I do my math correctly. Let it out, Dave. Let the scream out.
No.
Big baby. Still got plenty of time. You should be approaching in about 30.
You just
got to
make it through the song, bro.
In about 30 seconds, loss of feeling. Dave is taking the Toe of Satan challenge. It's a lollipop.
You just got to make it through the song, bro.
With 9 million Scoville units of chili extract. Oh, you stopped? Boo! 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 I can smell it. That's cinnamon. It's a cinnamon.
Oh, it smells pleasant.
It does smell really good. That's a cinnamon lollipop.
Should have been a walk in the park.
Yep, I could have taken that challenge.
When did he fail?
3 minutes, 59 seconds. He had 60 seconds to go, and he would have beat the challenge.
He didn't even make it to the kick-ass solo.
Nope. What?
Shut up, man.
You're the one that did it to yourself.
Never known you to be a
Tell
pussy,
us.
Dave.
Describe what has gone on. Let us know what
Why
you're
are you
feeling.
Being such a baby?
I can't talk.
You're a pussy.
My tongue is on fire.
You're a wuss.
Shut up.
Big baby wuss. Hold on, wait a second. Let me get the other. Let me get the stuff turned on here. Go ahead. There we go. Hold on. What?
I have the Mojo Blacktop Mojo Christmas song.
Oh,
ready
do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Because he's just being a big baby.
Now there's a longer version and a shorter version.
Well, you just got to loop it.
Yeah, well, he made a longer version of it.
Okay.
Right. It's only longer by about 2 seconds, but there's...
Well, you got to loop it.
And then, well, let's hear it and then loop it.
Okay. Here's right. the longer version.
Okay, go. Roll them. Do I not have... Yeah, I got you right.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney.
There we go.
All right, yeah, we got to just keep looping that.
Yeah.
And maybe even, is there like a little bit of guitar in there where he's not singing so that we can keep that guitar going back and forth for a little bit and then he comes back in? Yeah, see, right Christmas in the beginning, time. Just keep that going.
Okay.
All right, just add that, keep that rhythm going, and then after he finishes the first time, get the guitar going in there for a little while again,
and then
just loop it
for about 6 minutes, and then we got the song.
And then we got the whole song. Yeah, that has potential.
I wrote that.
You did write that on the spot with Blacktop Mojo.
Yep, give me a bouncing C.
That's what you asked
Here's
for.
Here's your lyric.
Yep.
And there we go.
And we got an instant Christmas classic. Instant standing.
It's already
Christmas classic.
Yep.
It's already. I'm already feeling it. Let me hear a little bit of that again. I know you got to work on the full version.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can extend that guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the way they do it in the studio. They come in there and they
don't got all day to sing It's Christmas Time with Stan and Haney.
Nope.
And you know what makes it different?
What?
Again.
Where did he go? Here's what bothers me.
He did this to himself.
Normally,
I'm not that rough on him because it wasn't his idea. But he wanted to do this and then failed.
See, I asked him if he had more than one because I think it's cinnamon. I can't handle peppers. I can handle the cinnamon spice.
He did it to himself.
And he goes in the middle
and
of the broadcast and walks out.
Dude,
what flavor was it?
It's got, okay.
Is it cinnamon?
It's definitely got a cinnamon flavor, but it is... So damn
well,
hot.
Well, you're weak now. You can't do it like you used to. I had a guy.
Maybe 45 is the limit.
I had a sheriff's deputy.
Damn it.
I had
45 is not my limit.
Yeah, it is. 45. I had a sheriff's deputy at the bike drive come up and tell me, he said, the funniest thing was when the farmers from what's the farm place that brings
Oaks
us the
Farms.
Oaks Farms came in with the step-by-step up of heat. And he kept it going for a long time, and they said it was the best thing in the world. The last four or five things we've done with you that you have asked to do, you have failed.
Oh, I failed on the squid, huh? I failed on that.
Yeah, you did. You threw up. You're supposed to keep it down.
Now, we still got pickled eggs.
Want a pickled
I'm
egg?
I'm done.
That'll kill it. But
no,
you really.
Is hot,
what went so wrong, Dave?
Yeah.
I mean, set this up for yourself.
Yeah, I did because I thought, hey, let me give it a shot. Okay,
he's still burning.
Yeah,
yes,
he's slurring his words.
It is on fire. My throat is on fire.
You're drooling.
What?
You're drooling.
Oh.
You used to tell me you could handle any hot stuff there is.
I can, man.
No,
but
you can't.
Not an extract. Maybe if it was an actual.
But nobody
piece.
Gave this to you. You did
I
it
know,
to yourself.
I
Why
know.
Are you complaining?
I know.
Do you know how? Here's my thing with heat. I can do horseradish.
Oh.
I can do like cinnamon, like a fireball of cinnamon stuff. Doesn't bother me that much. It's peppers that bother me. So I will ask you again, Stoop.
Yes.
What flavor was the lollipop.
It is a...
You know how you go into the doctor's office and he gives you a lemon lollipop?
What color? What color is it?
What color are you? What, red's a cherry?
It is like a cinnamon, but...
So it is cinnamon.
It is cinnamon with a ramp up of heat that ramps and ramps and ramps and ramps up.
What don't you understand? What kind of heat? Is it a spicy heat like a pepper heat? Or is it a heat like
an oven?
An oven. Like if I tasted it, would it be like a fireball?
No. Shut up.
You give me a straight answer.
At the beginning, it might be like a fireball, but that baby's going to light you up like a nuclear bomb.
But at the beginning, you think it's a cinnamon candy.
At first.
That's all I ask.
You can trick somebody.
And say, have a cinnamon candy.
Yeah.
Then why, after like 5 seconds, I think we're at 14 seconds, you started going...
Because it starts ramping up and it accelerates at a high rate of heat.
I wish you could have brought two of those because I would have beaten you.
Oh, I doubt
Stan, you don't like heat.
I don't like pepper heat.
But it's that's what this is.
Scoville units, moron.
You're the moron. You're the one that did it. I'm not stupid enough to go and sit here and say I can do something for 5 minutes and make a complete fool of himself.
It's only 5 minutes. I figured 5 minutes, what's the big deal? How long did I make it, though?
Vince, he's not in his right mind.
He isn't in it. You're not in your right mind.
How long did I make it?
You made it 3 minutes, 59 seconds.
And what does that say?
You had one GD minute to go. 1 minute. Already put
and
four
you know
under
what?
Your belt.
That last minute,
and if
he
made it that last minute, would you have said you're proud of him?
Yep. Well, he would have beaten the challenge.
You would have been proud of him.
Yep.
Legitimately.
Yep.
I'll try it again.
Sure would have been. How's the song coming, Rob?
Whatever, dude.
I know he's hard at work on this, I think we got an effing masterpiece on our hands.
I wrote it.
I know you did on the spot with Blacktop Mojo. Is it ready?
7 minutes and 44 seconds left.
There we go.
We'll give it a little sample. Let's roll them.
This is the album version.
Yeah, this is the album.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time.
See, I need a little bit of a longer, like a guitar solo in there. There's the strumming of the guitar. And then
I'll bring my guitar in. And we'll see if we can fix it.
Yeah, you can add your own little touch to it there.
It's Christmas time.
I'll bring my guitar in on Monday. We'll take 20 minutes and see if we can fix it.
Okay.
And you tell, and then you can tell me what you like.
Okay. Where you can add it in. And after all, it's being recorded like on the same microphones, same studio, so it should be seamless.
Yeah, if we got an extension cord, I can make it work.
It's Christmas time.
Yeah, a little electric.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's Christmas.
But I will need more of the guitar.
Yeah.
Of the acoustic.
Just to stretch it out a little bit.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney.
I like it. I like it a lot.
It's an instant classic.
Yep.
And you know what?
It's Christmas time.
The key to a successful Christmas song is repetition.
Yep. So
and
it's a
I don't think anybody is going to beat us on repetition with this. You like that song, Dave?
I love it.
It's Christmas time.
Get out of here. Go. Get leave. Get.
See, right now people are just getting used to it.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Yeah. See you around. You don't have a car.
Don't worry.
Ow,
I got
ow,
legs.
Go.
Move it.
We're going to take
you're
a break.
Do it?
What a disappointment.
Do it.
Out. Move it.
I quit. God awful.
Yeah. You know what? And he hears
it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time.
He spoils a good Christmas song.
I quit.
Everybody.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's Christmas time.
We'll be back.
With Stan and Haney.
Stan and Haney.
Again.
Oh, Absolute Law text line, by the way. Happy birthday, Dave. You've changed.
I quit.
96.
Again.
K-Rock. One more. One more.
It's Christmas time with Dan and Haney again.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum.
Yeah.
Stan and Haney
here.
And it's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
Again. Very quickly. I got to go to the Absolute Law text line. A lot of people commenting on what just happened on multiple levels with our Christmas song. God, I'll let that run just in the background, Rob.
It's Christmas
with the
Chris.
I'll just let that run.
Stan and Haney.
Oh,
again.
Okay, just let that simmer there. Absolute Law text line. Hey, it's Carmine from Oaks Farms.
Hey, Carmine.
Has Dave had a Carolina Reaper pepper?
Dave,
you are just
to you.
Effing air.
No, somebody has stolen my shirt. Yes. I think I
have. Well, he has some at the warehouse. He's going to bring one over.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Carmine.
Why should Haney have to bring in his guitar on Monday? Shouldn't Dave bring Haney's guitar in on Monday?
Jesus. Yeah, sure. If I can go home.
I totally agree.
If I make it there.
Absolute Law text line. Come on, Dave. I've seen videos of girls beat the Toe of Satan challenge.
Text line tough guy. Text line tough guy.
You
That's
want some
What does that
are.
Mean, Dave? A text line
because,
tough guy.
Because they're sitting behind their phone and they can just do
Well,
do,
he
do,
just
do,
said
do.
He saw videos of people, girls doing it.
I don't believe him.
Does Dave want some Chianti wine with that lollipop?
Some Chianti coffee?
Carolina Reaper pepper is 2.4 to 2.8 million Scoville units.
And what was that?
9 million.
Dave.
Yeah, laugh it up.
Dave's truck stop record for things in his mouth stands at 12 inches an hour.
Another Texan tough guy. They're just jealous.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time.
We're going to check some traffic for you with Dave. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, Broadway Joe and his NFL picks for week number 15 in the NFL. Last week, 10-5. 10-5. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
God, that's catchy.
It is.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney.
Woo!
All right.
Yeah, buddy.
By the
Friday.
Way, in about 1 hour, we're going to be checking in with Matt Mangus. He's going to be down there at South Street where the big show is tonight.
All right.
Going to be doing a howdy-do there from 5 to 7, which is just about the start of the show because they got other bands down there playing as well.
They're so awesome. They're our favorite band now.
Yep.
Hell yeah. All right, three on the board here. Let's start. Lehigh Acres, we have some traffic control issues in the 900 block of Leland Avenue.
900 block.
900 block of Leland Avenue and Heights Boulevard East. Fort Myers crash, McGregor Boulevard and Edinburgh Drive. And Bonita Springs, we have a crash, 12,000 block of Bonita Beach Road. And you're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
Dave, you're a pariah. Don't you cut me off with the K-Rock truck again.
Oh, man, you know, who is this guy?
I think the picture used to be on here.
You know what?
Or you just are cutting him off.
Okay, hey, gentlemen, I'm going to meet you face to face.
He's got to do some headlines. Coming up in less than an hour, I want you to control your anger.
That's if he's man enough, Dave.
Yeah.
You're damn right.
You need to control it.
Remember when we used to prank call another radio host who'd lose his mind and threaten you with a gun?
Yep, John McCullough.
And he'd tell you he's got a Glock right here.
Yep. I'm on the sixth floor. Come and get me. Swear to God, that's
so
what he said.
So much fun.
Yep.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news. Well, of course, everyone knows it's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
We'll have some things for you you did not know.
Okay. That has got so much potential. Haney, you can do magic with it.
Yep. Well, we'll work on it all next week.
Yeah. Dave, you can bring Haney's guitar in on Monday.
Yeah.
God knows you've had it for 2 years.
We could call up Randy Bailey and my friend Polo. We could really do
something.
Wow. Yeah. We'll have an in-depth look at America's porn viewing habits in 2019.
Dave?
Ooh, yeah.
A woman posts a Craigslist ad soliciting a divorce lawyer and makes clear she'll pay for it in sex.
Woo!
It's Christmas time
with Stan and Haney.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
You're welcome, people. I just wrote a Christmas classic.
A classic that'll go down in history.
Yeah, iconic.
Yeah.
Nobody asked you.
I'm just saying.
It's Blacktop Mojo, written by Mark Haney.
And finally, as it turns out, a man who was found dead inside an alligator's mouth didn't die from the alligator. He'd OD'd on meth first.
Oh, really?
Yep. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. So very important. That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan?
Dave?
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Well, the list of the most popular Google searches of 2019 is out. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
least popular Google searches of 2019.
Top least popular Google searches of 2019.
Scott Baio's new movie.
You know what? I'm going to tell you right now with that, and I think that's how we created that years ago. And Rob, make a note of this, too, because you put in that. And then that. Yep. Now, add that. And then, Dave, you're required to add something new every single time that plays so that we all have a conglomeration of even more hilarity.
Okay.
He's seriously got a bolt loose.
You think?
It is so...
I thought you said it was more of a loose wire.
It is, and he's so attention-seeking.
Oh, I got more.
I know where I'm going, bro. I don't know where you think you're headed.
Damn right, bro.
You better figure out which way your wheels are rolling, son.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
You need to stop beating him in the head with your mouth.
Yeah. Quit beating me in the head with your mouth, bro.
Yeah. Those damn lips of yours.
Least popular Google searches.
Yes, yes.
Nearby theater showing Charlie's Angels.
Earnhardt!
Robert Kraft's massage parlor video.
Oh. Oh.
Dinner table topics that will ruin the holidays.
First of all, let me thank Hillary Clinton.
That'll ruin it.
U.S. men's soccer.
Shut up, Bo!
Oh, bullhorn him.
Pick up that bullhorn!
They don't even know what they're angry
nope,
about.
They don't.
Lori Loughlin Defense Fund.
So shame on you, Barack Obama.
And finally, the very least popular Google search
yes.
of 2019.
Yes.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders nudes.
Oh, God.
And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock
club. Over. Has left the building.
Do it, Dave. Do it.
He's doing it with himself back and forth.
Was that like a computer? What was that noise? Was that like a computer?
Yeah, is that what you're doing?
Well, that's my brain go walking down the street.
Your brain goes walking down the street?
Singing.
It goes. Yep. That too.
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Answering our question of the week, where, if you can, when the time comes, where would you like to retire? Al. Then go outside.
I'm sorry.
And then come back when you're prepared to act like a professional. Ahoy, guys. It's Al from Fort Myers. I went to Australia 3 times while I was in the Navy. I would retire there or even New Zealand.
Did you see what happened over there?
What, New Zealand?
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's an island off the coast where I guess people like to go and hike
yes,
and all that.
Yes.
Friggin' volcano went off.
Wiped them all out.
Nobody knew it. Nobody knew it, and the volcano blew and killed everybody.
See those newlyweds from America that were there?
No.
Yeah.
They're not there now.
I just saw it was like 47 people were on the island just hiking around.
It's like Mount Vesuvius going off again.
There were American newlyweds over there. The guy got 80% of his body burned, and then his wife 30%.
I cannot imagine how much it would hurt to come into contact with lava.
Oh, yeah. It's inexplicable.
But I guess it's, you know, a big tourist attraction where you fly out there in a helicopter or take a boat and hike around, and they got caught at the exact wrong time. Because you can't run from lava.
Oh, it'll catch you
especially when you're on a small island.
Tim writes, "Hey, guys, I couldn't call in yesterday. I'm Tim, the guy from Baltimore. We met at Duffy's a few weeks back."
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was nice to meet Tim and his wife, who told us everything we've ever said about Baltimore is correct.
I'm never leaving Southwest Florida. I'm staying here for retirement. Great show as always, guys. Signed, Tim.
Yeah, he was pretty adamant about it.
Yeah, he was, after living in Balmer. Oh, jeez. Scatter.
Oh, God.
I feel like I have a steady income already.
You feel that way.
For the rest of my life and after. Hearing your question of the week, stocking frozen peas every day for the past 10 years, 20 years, and all working as a stocker at my store. I said 10, but I did mean 20. Jeez. When I retire, I want to be at Stan and Haney Parkway, or whatever the hell it is. Then during the broadcast, I could always stop by to give my input on the next topic at hand. No, you couldn't.
Boy, that really would be a dream come true, wouldn't it?
We would turn the radio show into a trio, which would include me. I would want my name to be in front, too. Signed, Scatter.
So it would be the Scatter Show
yep.
with Stan and Haney.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, my answer to your question of the week is very easy. Everything was, if everything was perfect and no obstacles, I would move to the Blue Mountains of Australia. And here's why. It has been named one of four places in the world that has a perfect climate. The temperature never varies by more than 15 degrees. They get just enough rainfall. It's a beautiful part of Australia. It's about 1 to 2 hours away from Sydney. They named the Blue Mountains because they're named the Blue Mountains because they are covered by eucalyptus trees, which give the mountains a very beautiful blue color. You guys are the best sign, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Well, then why are our mountains called the Blue Ridge Mountains?
I don't know. Maybe there's a ridge that's a little blue. I don't know. Or blue grass.
I love blue grass. Yeah,
who doesn't? Broadway Joe was 10 and 5.
Ralph Stanley, he knew something we didn't.
Can he top that? I think 10 and 5 might be, no.
Blanton Scruggs.
10 and 5, Broadway.
Osborne Brothers.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K-Rock.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Broadway Joe and his NFL picks coming up here in just seconds. We'll also be checking in with Matt Mangus down at South Street just after 5 o'clock. And after Dave does traffic, I'm going to tell you about another Cape Coral bike night happening tomorrow night.
All right, Stan. It's always, Friday. Woo!
Always fall back to that, don't you?
Go ahead.
What's going on?
We got three on the board, and let's start here. They're all in Fort Myers. All right, crash, Colonial Boulevard and Ben C. Pratt, so be on the lookout for that there. Also a crash in Fort Myers at Winged Foot Drive and Oriole Road. And then we have a vehicle daving around, broke down, McGregor Boulevard and College Parkway. And you're up to date, another update, 30 minutes.
Thank you, Dave. Tomorrow night, 96K Rock in the city of Cape Coral Parks and Recreation. Special events present another Cape Coral Bike Night. Boy, these are fun. Tomorrow night, starting at 5 p.m., downtown Cape Coral on Southeast 47th Terrace. Going to have live rock with Signal 3, Red Hannah, and they're going to all be on the big stage at Southeast 8th Court. Plus, as you know, if you've been to these before, it's a great night out. Free admission. You can visit the vendor village and do some Christmas shopping. Plenty of food and drink. Tomorrow night, downtown Cape Coral, another bike night with 96K Rock. Boy, he had a great week last week.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey!
How are you, buddy? Good. How are you doing? Season's greetings.
Well, season's greetings to you. Merry Christmas. And I heard a rumor about you.
About me?
Well, about all you fellas. I heard a little bird told me that it's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
Oh, do you want to hear a little bit of the song, Broadway?
Can't get enough of it.
Here, let me put a little on for you. Here you go.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time.
I can't hear anything.
You can't hear that?
No.
Oh, well, you're lost. Hold it.
I also.
How about this? No, you should hear that. Oh, never mind, Joe. I'll play it for you when I see you.
I don't want to tax you because I know you've pressed too many buttons lately.
Yeah, and I got Matt Mangus down at South Street in about 30 minutes, and I got a lot of buttons to push.
Well, it's one I heard it on your live stream already.
Oh, good.
And I also heard Dave in there.
Yeah, he was in there.
And he put something in his mouth, correct?
Yes, he put it. It was about 8 inches long, and he put it in red. And he,
well, I was just wondering, did he spit or swallow?
I guess some of it went down his throat, but he spit most of it out and was crying like a baby.
Well, there you go.
Hey, you were 10-5 last week for the season. You are 110 wins, 70 losses, plus 40, buddy.
Well, how does that compare? I don't know.
Oh, you're doing quite well. Quite well. And if people took your picks all season long, they'd be making some money.
Well, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Did you have Baltimore beating the Jets last night?
Absolutely. That's why do they even play games like that?
Yeah, no kidding. Let's see how you can do this week. It is week number 15 in the NFL. Let's start with the 1 o'clock games, Broadway. We kick things off with the New England Patriots at the Cincinnati Bengals. I guess another one of those, why do we even play it?
Well, I think so. You know, the Bengals finally won. They put Andy Dalton back in there and win a game. But then again, they're up against the Patriots this week. So I think New England's there. Although the talk out of New England about Tom Brady doing anything other than retiring as a New England Patriot sounds like crazy nonsense to me. And take it from me, Tom. Nobody remembers Namath playing for the Rams.
That's so true. You think about it. You went to play for the Rams. Johnny Unitas went to play for the Chargers. Joe Montana went to play for the Chiefs. Look at Brett Favre, the Jets and the Vikings. They all were. You're a Jet. You're a Green Bay Packer. You're a San Francisco 49er. Come on.
And you know who did it absolutely right?
Who?
Dan Marino.
That's true.
He had the offer on the table for anything he wanted from the Minnesota Vikings.
And he said
and
no.
He said, you know what? I know I can do that, but I'd rather keep my legacy intact.
Amen. Hey, Tampa Bay won last week there in Detroit to play the Lions.
Don't ask me why, but I think Detroit at home will, I guess you'd call it an upset.
All right, Detroit beating Tampa Bay. The Bears taking on Green Bay. What a legendary matchup. What about this year?
Green Bay all the way.
All right. The Houston Texans on the road to take on the Tennessee Titans. 1 o'clock game.
Well, Tennessee... Believe it or not, since they started Ryan Tannehill, of all people, they've gone 6-1, my friend.
Yep.
I still think Houston wins. The AFC South on the line. If they don't, they're done.
All right, going with the Texans on the road. The Denver Broncos going to Arrowhead to take on the Chiefs.
Well, a rare bit of good news with Denver winning its past two games under rookie quarterback Drew Locke, second-round pick. Things look much better at the quarterback position. But talking about the quarterback position, I don't think you can do much better than the Kansas City Chiefs. They're at home, and they're worried about the playoffs. Denver's worried about next year. I like the Chiefs.
All right, going with the Chiefs at home. The Miami Dolphins head to East Rutherford, New Jersey. Eli Manning, starting last week, had some little moments. Giants still lost. Does this mean another win for the Dolphins?
Well, for their sake, I hope not. because every game that they win just screws them out of the draft position. And I like New York at home.
Going with the Giants at home. Philadelphia and the Redskins.
Philadelphia.
Going with the Eagles. 1 o'clock.
Well, that's a case where you're picking against bad versus historically bad.
Gotcha. Last of the 1 o'clock games, the Seattle Seahawks taking on the Carolina Panthers.
Seahawks should enjoy themselves.
All right. Let's go to the 4 o'clock games on Sunday, week number 15 in the NFL. Jacksonville taking on the Oakland Raiders.
Well, this will be a historic game. This will be the final game for the Raiders in Oakland. Next year, they begin play in Las Vegas.
That's right.
And I just have to believe that they are going to win this game for Oakland.
All right, going with the Raiders over Jacksonville. Another 4 o'clock game. You got the Cleveland Browns going out west, take on the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, and what a matchup this is. You've got two quarterbacks played for the same college team, both of them drafted number one overall, going head-to-head. But I think Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns have the superior supporting cast to get the job done.
Going with the Browns on the road. The Minnesota Vikings going to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers.
I got a hunch the Chargers will win this one. They haven't won many, but I think they'll get it done.
All right. Absolute mess in Dallas right now. They're hosting the Rams.
Well, if any team in the National Football League has a sense of urgency, it has to be the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think they want to embarrass Daddy at home.
Yep.
So I like the Cowboys.
Like the Cowboys, and of course Dallas. I think they're tops of their division in the NFC East. Well, it's a horrible division.
The NFC East is just a couple of games from being the absolute historically worst division in professional football ever.
Last of the 4 o'clock games, got Atlanta going across the country to take on the San Francisco 49ers.
Boy, if you're concerned about global warming, think about the carbon we could take out of the air if the Falcons just stayed home.
Yup. Going with San Francisco, I presume.
Indeed.
All right. Football night in America. The Buffalo Bills going in, and they're going to be taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, it's been such a strange year.
Yes.
For Pittsburgh. And they have battled adversity every step of the way. On the other hand, you've got Buffalo, who's got a pretty darn good record, and they get no respect.
Yep.
I think this is more of a toss-up than people think, but I'm just going with the home team on this one.
Going with the Pittsburgh Steelers at home, football night in America, 8 o'clock on NBC. And our Monday night game, Broadway, the Indianapolis Colts taking on the New Orleans Saints, who lost last week.
Well, you know, the Colts at times this year have shown so much promise, but New Orleans is obviously the superior team.
Going with New Orleans, you know, Broadway, I'm thinking about what you were talking about earlier in Tom Brady. Franco Harris ending his career with the Seattle Seahawks.
And who remembers that?
Jerry Rice. Didn't he after San Francisco go to Oakland and then to Denver? Didn't he?
Well, I know he went to Oakland. I don't even remember him being in Denver.
I think he went for the exhibition season at the start and then just said, "Nope, I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it."
Well, I understand in this day and age that it's going to be difficult
for marquee players, given the state of free agency, to stay with one franchise. It's harder than it used to be, even.
Yeah.
All right. When you have someone like Tom Brady, who's really unprecedented with the longevity and the success,
yep.
I just don't know why you would want to tarnish that.
Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 15 in the NFL. His winners: New England, Detroit, Green Bay, Houston, Kansas City, the Giants, Philadelphia, Seattle, Oakland, Cleveland, the Chargers, Dallas, San Francisco, Pittsburgh, and the New Orleans Saints. Broadway, we got one more week with you when we come back. And then by that time, we get playoffs staring us right in the face. It's been a long season. We'll wrap things up next week with you as far as the regular season goes here on the Stan and Haney Show. But thank you so much. You've had a fantastic year so far.
Well, as long as I'm superior to flipping a coin, I'm happy.
There he goes. Broadway Joe.
We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in. We're not Daffy and Dilly. Don't go round willy-nilly. Seems to us kind of silly that we don't fit in. We may be different from the rest. Who decides the test of what is really best? We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in. Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit. I'm a dear old reindeer. Why don't I fit in? Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit. They can't fire me, I quit. Seems I don't fit in. We may be different from the rest. Who decides the test of what is really best? We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
Have you always known?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, I have.
So it was never a question in your mind?
No. I can't believe that you're just realizing it. You're an eccentric human being.
I always thought I was normal.
Nope. Neither one of us are normal. You're a little bit more eccentric than I am.
But people look at you as an oddball.
Oh, sure.
And you seem to me to be the very model of responsibility.
Well, I appreciate that, Haney, but you're fooling yourself and I'm fooling myself. We're weirdos.
I've got a good mind to impeach myself.
Yep. The evidence is in.
I'm corrupt.
Yes, yes, you are.
I'm looking back at years of evidence.
Yep.
And never once have I acted in my own self-interest.
Let's do some traffic and then we'll check
in.
You think
that's wrong?
Look, believe what you want to believe.
I want to know what's true.
You've sometimes acted in your own self-interest at times. It is not a trait of yours. But you have. And we all have. You're just weird. That's all.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying.
That's a hell of a thing to learn at this late date.
I understand.
Came as quite a shock, as you might imagine.
We're going to check in with Matt Mangus here in just a second, right before Mark Haney in the news. But first, let's check some traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Let's start in North Fort Myers. We got a crash, North Tamiami Trail and Pondella Road. And then two showing up here in Fort Myers, Hit and Run. 9,000 block of College Parkway, right by the Walmart. And one more in Fort Myers. It is a crash, Palm Drive and South Cleveland Avenue. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. We had them in the studio today, Blacktop Mojo. They are phenomenal. And they're appearing tonight at South Street on Goodlett and Pine Ridge Road in the Goodlett Corners Shopping Center. And hanging out down there to take in all the festivities is our own Matt Mangus. Matt, how are you?
I'm good, and Blacktop Mojo tickled pink that they have a hit Christmas single. No doubt about
it. Oh, yeah. And we're going to be working on it. It's going to be huge. And I'm going to tell you.
Thank you for hooking us up with those
absolutely.
Guys.
Aren't they great?
Yeah, they're awesome.
We had people texting in on the Absolute Law text line saying they could not believe how good that sounded with them doing a little acoustic stuff here, and they couldn't believe that it was not a recorded piece.
You know, it's a shame that the show is sold out tonight. You know, we'd love to have everybody down here, but what we'll do is we'll get them down here in a few more months in a bigger room, and we'll give an opportunity for everybody to see them. But we've got a sold-out show tonight. Happy hour going on right now, so if you want to come down a little bit early and have a couple of pops with us, we'd love that. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll open the door. We got three bands tonight. Lilium will open up the show. New band out of Naples, hard rock band with a female lead singer. They're terrific. Rox Revolt and the Velvets, which I'm sure many people are familiar with. They play all over Southwest Florida. They are fabulous. And then we'll finish up the show with Blacktop Mojo out of Texas, performing their hit single, Can't Sleep. They do a great version of Aerosmith's Dream On. And who knows, maybe we'll hear It's Christmas Time with Stan and Haney again.
That's key.
Yeah, that is key to making it the hit.
And I
guys, dress it up and gussy it up all you want. I can't wait to hear what you come up with.
And I hope those guys know anytime they're in town, we want them in the studio.
They're great guys.
Absolutely. We love them, and we wish you guys could come down and join us tonight, but we understand. We'll see you next time. We're live at South Street. Matt Mangus for 96 K-Rock.
All right, we'll talk to you in a little bit, Matt.
You betcha.
Oh, I like this. Yeah. Yes.
See, everything's all right.
This is good.
You know where I got it from?
Where?
The Mule. This is what Clint's listening to in his truck.
He knows his stuff. Do you see, and before we start the news, speaking of Clint Eastwood, because he's got the Richard Jewell movie coming out, he is doing filmed intros. They're not showing necessarily the trailer, but for advertising for this, they'll show a trailer and some of it. But he's going on camera and saying, I made this movie because people have to know who he was and what a hero he was. He's going in front of the camera in a movie that he's not even in, to do publicity for this because it was a passion of his to let people know who Richard Jewell was.
And it is a great parable about can we really believe everything that the news tells us?
They buried him. And if you talk to his attorney, his mother,
and
they all said it killed him.
And they buried him in a way that was not factually
correct.
Accurate.
Yep. They judged him living with his mother, a cop wannabe, overweight, pudgy-faced. But in reality, he was a hero. And he said he spoke the truth the entire time. They just judged him ahead of time. The media and law enforcement.
Mm. Well, let's hope that never happens.
Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
Nightly News. with David Brinkley in Washington and John Chancellor in New York.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, December.
I know. MMXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know. And, you know, the hottest thing right now that you really want to get near is talking racial stuff. So let's
Sure. Yeah, let's go and start the news off talking racial stuff.
Yeah.
That, it was either that or Baby Yoda.
Yeah, it's a really big thing right now, yep, racial talk. Stuff.
Yep.
I'm told that's, you know, if you need a safe harbor, talk about racial stuff.
Sure. Are you telling me that's the lead story? Racial stuff?
Yeah, well, the things you didn't know.
Okay.
Racial edition.
Yep. Jeez.
Now, Stan, you know the American presidents like nobody's business.
I do.
You've never been a braggart when it comes to knowing the vice presidents, though.
Not as good.
And again, this being a special racial edition, we have never had a Native American president. But we have had a Native American vice president.
Really? Who?
Any idea?
Oh.
A gentleman by the name of Charles Curtis was Herbert Hoover's vice president. And he was an actual member of the Kaw tribe, K-A-W.
You don't hear a lot about that.
And in continuing on with our special racial edition.
Yes.
In World War II, we used institutional racism very effectively. Because we had to dehumanize the Japs and the Germans.
Yeah, and sure.
And they knew this. They knew this that we'd
take,
you know,
a look at all the propaganda stuff that was out there.
Yeah, we'd have a picture of a Japanese soldier with big eyeglasses and buck teeth.
Called him a Tojo stooge.
Yep. But they retaliated.
Sure, they did.
In World War II, evidently, the Japanese studied us, and they had to figure out what sort of battlefield insults to use. And it turns out, during World War II, Japanese soldiers, to get under our skin, would taunt American soldiers during battles by insulting the great Babe Ruth.
Japan loved Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth went to Japan in 1934, before World War II, along with other major league stars, and did a whole tour of the country of Japan playing baseball. They knew exactly who Babe Ruth was.
And they knew how to hurt him.
Yep.
Sorry, that's all I have of a racial nature.
Okay, but it's
very
said,
popular.
Safe harbor.
Yep. You know, it's the one thing that brings us all together.
Yep.
Simon and Garfunkel.
One of the greatest sounds in music history.
They came up with incredible vocal harmonies.
Hated each other's guts.
But they had plenty of time to develop those harmonies. The two of them met each other when they were 11 years old, and they performed for the first time together in the school play version of Alice in Wonderland.
Originally went out as Tom and Jerry.
Yeah. And, of course, as great as Simon and Garfunkel were, years later, the supergroup Garfunkel and Oates took America by storm.
They did. That's true. Paul Simon
and Art Garfunkel did not get along. Evidently, Art Garfunkel got on Paul Simon's nerves so much.
Was there a reason why? Or was it just inherent? Was it just familiarity?
Like you
and I are. Like how you really can't stand me sometimes.
Seriously. You're intolerable sometimes.
Yep. Small doses.
Yep. No, with them, they were so different in personality because Paul Simon, he was a lyricist. He wanted to just write and create. And Art Garfunkel
wanted to do covers.
He was an artsy guy. He was, you know, the feeling of the moment and vocal, and he was a pest to Paul Simon.
A pest. That's a strong word.
And finally, Paul,
like I'm a pest to you.
There are a lot of similarities, a lot of them, but Paul Simon said in 1970 that's it. I can't stand you. And they broke up.
And that's how he said, I can't stand you.
And then Paul Simon had stuff like Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard.
Kodachrome.
And all that. And it was 1975, Saturday Night Live. 5 years after they broke up, Paul Simon said, okay, come back and we'll do a thing on Saturday Night Live.
I've had 5 years away from you.
Yep, I think I can tolerate you.
For a minute.
For a minute. And it ran out. They didn't see each other again, I think, until 1977 or 78. Paul Simon said, enough. 1981, they did the concert in Central Park. Revived them as a singing duo. They went, then Paul Simon said, can't take it anymore.
And is that the point where he said never again?
No, they went and they both of them liked the money. You say Paul Simon, genius. But if you say Simon and Garfunkel, the two of them together were bigger than Paul Simon singularly. I'm not going to say that about Art Garfunkel. He falls right off the cliff. But so Bridge Over Troubled Water, that Paul Simon wrote for Art Garfunkel, I guess in their breaking up and, you know, patching things up, said, you know what? I wrote the song, but it's forever yours, Art. Take it and do what you want with it. It's yours. It's your song.
So did it devolve into, hello, Paul?
Art? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What a shame.
Yep.
But sometimes you just can't take it. Wonder.
Listen to him.
Jesus. God. You wonder, though, how the chemistry can be so right and yet so wrong.
You're absolutely correct.
Thank you, Stan.
You're welcome, Haney.
The good folks over at Pornhub just released their annual year in review.
Ah.
Taking a look back at the year that was in pornography, 2019. And what did they learn? Americans watched more porn than any other country on the earth. More than twice as many as naughty Nippon, our Japanese friends, in second place. The top searches in the United States this year, lesbian, ebony, Asian, and Latina. And for a while, because of that Storm Area 51 thing, alien porn became briefly popular.
It's wild stuff. It's wild stuff.
The average American spent 10 minutes and 36 seconds on Pornhub each visit.
Take care of business.
Thailand holds the record for most at 11 minutes and 21 seconds.
Okay, you get an extra minute.
Well, you got to find it first.
Yeah.
Ha-ha!
Side of the pinky.
Now, the state with the most staying power was Mississippi at 11 minutes and 26 seconds. Kansas in last place at a mere 9 minutes, 59 seconds.
Because they got farming to do. They got cows.
The average porn viewer in the United States was 39 years old, a mere 16% clocking in at over 55 at your hardcore pervs.
Yeah.
The most popular time to watch porn?
Yes.
Not even close. Of course, 11 p.m. Sunday night. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Guys, Christmas is just around the corner, and you know what she really wants under the tree. She wants diamonds, and she wants her diamonds from Jason and Todd at the Diamond District at Estero at Coconut Point. Don't wait another day. The Diamond District has fabulous deals for you on the largest and most beautiful selection of diamond jewelry in all of Southwest Florida. Stunning diamond stud earrings, 27% off. Beautiful diamond bracelets, including 2-carat total diamond weights, just $12.99. And 5-carat total diamond weights, priced at only $29.99. The Diamond District also has the largest selection of GIA loose certified diamonds priced as competitive as anywhere in the world. Jason and Todd can help you wrap up the most beautiful Christmas yet by offering you up to 5 years to pay interest free. Make this Christmas the most sparkly yet with diamonds from the Diamond District in Estero at Coconut Point.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, Stan, it's that time of year again.
Sure is, Haney. It sure is.
And sure enough, it seems like it happens every year. I don't know how many consecutive years it's been, but I've done this story before.
What story is it?
Well, I've done this story before involving a different cast of characters, but the same story.
Okay.
There's a 32-year-old woman named Sunny Ray Firestone.
Oh, she sounds like fun. Sunny Ray.
And she was at the Walmart in Uniontown, Pennsylvania on Tuesday.
All right.
And Sunny Ray
sounds fun.
Thought it would be a good idea to shoplift an entire cart full of crap by simply pushing the cart out to the parking lot.
Yep, you've done stories like this before.
But what she didn't know, that particular Walmart at that particular time was hosting an event called Shop with a Cop.
Yeah, that's dumb luck right there. That's called dumb luck.
Where cops from all sorts of different agencies were all over the Walmart buying toys for underprivileged kids. So when someone spotted Sunny Ray and her cart full of crap, many, many, many police officers from many, many, many different agencies all fought each other to take her down first.
Who's going to get there first?
She's been advised to watch her head and charged with retail theft.
Look at this mess. Look at this mess.
She will slit your throat in your sleep.
She will. Look at her. Those are evil eyes. She will kill you.
And she's realized at 32 that she won't stay pretty forever.
Oh, her best years are behind her.
And she knows it.
Yep, her man-catching years.
Mm-hmm. Like a damn Venus flytrap. Man-trapper.
Yep.
A 22-year-old woman in New York City recently posted an ad on the Craigslist soliciting a divorce lawyer. She tells us, quote, "I'm a young 22-year-old girl who made a mistake and married someone I thought I loved. He used me to get a green card, and I need to get out of this now. I know nothing about the process of divorce, and I don't have much money. Having said that, I'm young and attractive.
Yeah.
Maybe we could work something out. And then just in case.
Yeah.
You didn't get the message.
Uh-huh.
She posted a photo of herself spread eagle on a bed wearing lingerie.
Do we see this? Is that picture out? Rob, is that picture out available to the public? The lingerie spread eagle with the... Oh, that sounds like something from 90 Day Fiancé, that show. What was her name?
You don't want to do that search on that computer,
yeah,
son.
That's going to create a lot of viruses.
Give me a second.
Yeah,
here,
that's quite all right. Show him.
That's the source there.
All right. Has he got it now? So there is a picture. We can see a picture.
I'll be a minute.
Okay.
Man.
All right. Turn your microphone on over there, Rob.
I found it.
Oh, you found it?
That's the source.
Okay.
You got it?
So maybe if you type that in.
Who is? Hold it. Okay. Hold on.
There
it is. That's there.
The paper.
Okay. Let me see.
Thank you, Rob. Sorry about that, folks.
She's sitting like yoga style there in lingerie. She won't show her face, will she? Won't show the face. Is that her face down below?
No, that's the writer for the article on it.
Oh.
The chunky face down below.
Did you find the source that I gave you? Yeah, that's it. Now, see, he needs to have the password for our regular stuff, because they've got a screenshot of it.
I'll give them the password.
The password is...
Yeah. Miracle Whip.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, back in June, a mining company in Fort Meade, Florida...
Where's Fort Meade? I'm past that when I'm like going to Orlando or something. Fort Meade.
Yeah, I want to say, central part of the state.
Yeah.
Well, they spotted a 449-pound alligator in the water on their property. Now, that in itself isn't all that impressive, but when they spotted this nearly 500-pound gator...
Yeah.
They couldn't help but notice that there was, a man inside the gator's mouth.
What?
Yeah, it was.
What?
Yeah. It was. It was far too late for the man.
Where? At Fort Meade?
Yes.
How big was the gator?
449 pounds.
Swallow him whole.
Yeah. Yeah, by the time they saw this, the man was already dead. They called in Fish and Wildlife. They caught the gator and examined it. And, when they cut open the gator, they found several of the man's body parts already in the gator's stomach.
Spilling out all over him.
Well, it had been feeding on it for a while.
Oh, God! Do we have an identification?
Yes. The man turned out to be 45-year-old repeat criminal Michael Ford, and his autopsy was just released. You'd think it would be obvious. A gator got him. Well, it turns out the alligator is falsely accused.
He's innocent? The gator's innocent.
The gator is innocent.
Picking up scraps, probably.
The gator did not kill the man. Nope. He had died of a meth overdose.
Jeez.
And the gator found him and consumed his left hand and right foot.
Oh, wonder if the gator felt any effect of the meth.
Oh, I would imagine so.
You'd think if it killed him,
all through the bloodstream.
Yeah.
Michael had been arrested just 10 days before he died for burglary and grand theft auto. He was also convicted of felony meth possession last year.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
So again, the gator is innocent.
Yep. Again, jumping to judgment.
Yep, that's what we do. And that's the news for today, Friday, December.
MMXIX.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
See, if he's got the password, they got links right by the stories that he can click on, so he doesn't have to search.
All right. Now, see, in the past, a lot of people had the password, and so they'd be clicking on and doing it, and multiple computers clicking on.
Yeah, we can't have
and
that.
And I would get a nice call from those fine folks and saying, Stan, you've been with us now for 25 years. Who's using your stuff? And then...
Well, and then we'd catch people.
Well, yes, but they usually shut it down beforehand.
So you're saying we can't trust Rob with
that? Oh, we can trust him.
Can we? I don't know him that well.
I don't know him that well either, but...
Do you think he'd screw us if he had the chance?
I don't think he would. The only thing that... The way that he...
No,
would,
he doesn't want us to think that.
No, the only thing, the reason that I think he'd...
Push comes to shove, though.
Well, if he gets a better job offer. I mean,
what kind of job offer could he'd be looking for? He's got a living wage. He's got several jobs here.
Cleveland.
He's got more jobs than he knows what to do with.
Cleveland could be calling.
I don't think so. They didn't like him.
They you know,
accused,
you're right.
They accused him of prosecutable crimes.
You know, you're right. He burned a bunch of bridges in Tampa, burned a bunch of bridges in the Midwest. Nobody will touch him.
He had such a bad rap.
We'll be back.
And I assume it's false. But you know what happens when you assume something?
Yeah, you make an ass out of you and me.
But everybody hates him.
Yeah, I don't mind him.
No.
We'll be back.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your week with us.
That's right, and what a wonderful time of year. It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
Rob, can I just hear a quick little sample of our new Christmas song by Blacktop Mojo? He can hit the button. He knows how to do that. Hit that button. Where I can hear a little bit of the song. There we go.
It's Christmas time. We're standing Haney again.
Listen to that.
It's Christmas time. We're standing Haney again. It's Christmas time. We're standing Haney.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Bill in Port Charlotte.
What do you say, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, why don't you see if you guys and Blacktop Mojo can get together and see if you can put a little bit more lyrics in there.
It's going to be worked on. This is just happening. It's forming right now.
Okay.
We're still working on it.
Yeah, this is just the beginnings, the embryo.
Yeah, that's the hook.
Yeah. Jeez. Don't you think we know this stuff? I will check in with Matt Mangus in just a second. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home.
Boy, they always want more, Stan.
Always want more. We give, and they want more. You know, let me tell you something. I'm about 7 years from retirement. Then what are you going to do? Let's see. We'll start in Boquilla. Disabled vehicle, 8,000 block of Main Street. Then we have Estero crash, Corkscrew Woodlands Boulevard and Corkscrew Road. And you are up to date. Speaking of Blacktop Mojo, our own Matt Mangus is down at South Street where they're going to be performing tonight. How are things looking, Matt?
Everything's good. We got a real nice buzz going on down here. And, of course, Christmas is in the air now with the new Stan and Haney Christmas.
You have
classic.
To admit. You
it's
have
Christmas
to admit.
Christmas time with Stan and Haney.
Again.
Again.
You have
to I admit. Love it. I say we ride this thing right into the Christmas season.
Yeah.
No doubt
well,
about
yeah.
It.
Haney's, Dave's bringing in Haney's guitar for him on Monday because Dave's had it for a few months. Haney's going to add a little something to it. We're going to go and stretch it out a little bit and make it into something special.
Yeah, I think maybe we add some jingle bells to it and stuff. It'll be amazing.
Yeah, I'm thinking
great job,
we might
guys.
Even want to call Randy Bailey.
Yeah, put a little light drum.
Fabulous. I heard you talk about your friend Polo, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a great musician,
oh,
too.
Oh, you know Polo?
I know Polo very well, yes. He's a good man.
Polo is one of the best guitar players on the planet.
He's a great songwriter, and he also had a pretty darn good Bon Jovi tribute band for a while. I know Paul. I've known Paula for a couple of years. You know, I'm out in the musical
yeah,
community.
Yeah, you are.
So
yeah, you are.
I know these folks. I travel in the same circles as you, Mark Haney.
You're at a sold-out show tonight, aren't you?
It's going to be amazing. Blacktop Mojo out of Texas live tonight. The show is sold out, but, you know, you can come down, enjoy a little happy hour with us. It's a full weekend here at South Street as well. Ray Fuller and his Blues Rockers playing tomorrow night if you like blues music. And then Nostalgia, little reggae music on Sunday. So everything's good down here at South Street. Love for you to come down and join us. Unfortunately, the concert is sold out tonight, but we're going to have a great show tonight. Blacktop Mojo, Rocks Revolt, and the Velvets, and Lilium performing live at South Street. Matt Mangus for 96K Rock.
Thank you, Matt. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96K Rock.
I would do anything for my wife. I'm aware of that. But there are people that are more romantic. Prince Edward abdicated his right to the English throne for the woman he loved. Isn't that unbelievable? He was forced to choose between the woman he loved or being King of England, and that idiot chose the broad. Now, I'm sure in that moment it was the right decision, and I'm happily married, but even in the best relationship, each person has thoughts where they go, I've made an enormous mistake. But we never thought I could have been King of England. Do you think Prince Edward really ever got over that? Every time he had to empty the trash, he's like, the King of England doesn't have to empty trash. The King of England can chat with his ex on Facebook. My wife's pretty amazing. She is better at things, and I'm not ashamed to say that. Like her guilt trip, legendary. My wife is half Catholic, half Jewish, so her guilt trip is like a superpower. I walk in a room, she looks at me, and I feel horrible. And that's called love. We've been together so long, I will get angry about a guilt trip she hasn't even given me yet. I'll be like, I'm gonna watch the football game. She's like, okay. And I'm like, 'cause I want to.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're back here on Monday at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Boy, he had a great week last week.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey, hey.
How are you, buddy? Good. How are you doing? Season's greetings.
Well, season's greetings to you. Merry Christmas. And I heard a rumor about you.
About me?
Well, about all you fellas. I heard a little bird told me that it's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again.
Oh, do you want to hear a little bit of the song, Broadway?
Can't get enough of it.
Here, let me put a little on for you. Here you go.
It's Christmas time with Stan and Haney again. It's Christmas time.
I can't hear anything.
You can't hear that?
No.
Oh, well, you're lost. Hold it.
I also...
How about this? How about this? No, you should hear that. Oh, never mind, Joe.
Well,
I'll play it for you when I see you.
I don't want to tax you because I know you've pressed too many buttons lately.
Yeah, and I got Matt Mangus down at South Street in about 30 minutes, and I got a lot of buttons to push.
Well, it's one I heard it on your live stream already.
Oh, good.
And I also heard Dave in there.
Yeah, he was in there.
And he put something in his mouth, correct?
Yes, he put it. It was about 8 inches long, and he put it in red. And he.
Well, I was just wondering, did he spit or swallow?
I guess some of it went down his throat, but he spit most of it out and was crying like a baby.
Well, there you go.
Hey, you were 10-5 last week for the season. You are 110 wins, 70 losses, plus 40, buddy.
Well, how does that compare? I don't know.
Oh, you're doing quite well, quite well. And if people took your picks all season long, they'd be making some money.
Well, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Did you have Baltimore beating the Jets last night?
Absolutely. Why do they even play games like that?
Yeah, no kidding. Let's see how you can do this week. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 15 in the NFL. His winners: New England, Detroit, Green Bay, Houston, Kansas City, the Giants, Philadelphia, Seattle, Oakland, Cleveland, the Chargers, Dallas, San Francisco, Pittsburgh, and the New Orleans Saints. Broadway, we got one more week with you when we come back. And then by that time, we get playoffs staring us right in the face. It's been a long season. We'll wrap things up next week with you as far as the regular season goes here on the Stan and Haney Show. But thank you so much. You've had a fantastic year so far.
Well, as long as I'm superior to flipping a coin, I'm happy.
There he goes. Broadway Joe.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.